This is WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. When Baroque music is played just right, you know it. Whether it makes you dance and laugh and clap along, or think about the forces that direct the universe, it's electric. And tonight, Boston's own Handel and Haydn Society plays the very best of the best. With soloists Aislinn Noski and Karina Schmitz, sparks fly in concertos by Corelli, Vivaldi, Telemann, and more. Coming up on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society. I'm Kathy Fuller. Well, nowadays we have Billboard charts to help us keep track of popular music. 300 years ago, process was a little different, but the reasons were the same. We love popular music because it makes us feel good. Tonight on WCRB in concert with the Handel and Haydn Society, we'll hear the hits of the 1700s by Vivaldi, Corelli, Geminiani, and more. Just like the songs you hear on the radio today, these pieces are full of fresh beats and catchy melodies, cherry-picked by Handel and Haydn to inject New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with energy and electricity. We'll start with the Concerto Grosso by one of the most famous composers of 18th century Italy, Corelli. His music served as a model for so many composers of his time, and we'll hear evidence of the impression he made on his students and peers later on. And now here is Aislinn Noski and the Handel and Haydn Society, Corelli's Concerto Grosso in F on WCRB in concert. Thank you. Corelli's Concerto Grosso in F. That's the Handel and Haydn Society with director Aislinn Noske at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. It's WCRB in concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Well, while Corelli was shaking things up as the star of Rome, just a few hundred miles to the north, Vivaldi was the toast of Venice. The next piece on the program is a concerto he dedicated to his close friend, the violin virtuoso Johann Georg Pisendel. Unfortunately, we don't know a lot about Pisendel, but we do know that he made his way through the most prestigious courts of Europe, befriending composers everywhere he went. Vivaldi was no exception. Legend has it that Vivaldi even sheltered Pisendel from the Venetian secret police when the two men thought they were being followed. And although it turned out to be a false alarm, it really stands as a testament to their close relationship, as does the music that Vivaldi dedicated to him. Here's violinist Aislinn Noske and the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra with Vivaldi's Violin Concerto in D minor for Pisendel in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
Vivaldi's Concerto in D Minor, Four Piesendel, on WCRB in concert. That was the Handel and Haydn Society Orchestra. The soloist was violinist and director Aislinn Noske. Well, the next piece on tonight's program is by Georg Muffat, another one of Corelli's contemporaries. Apparently, one of the most unique things about Corelli was that he insisted upon having rehearsals before performances. Multiple musicians and composers commented on it at the time, including Muffat, who saw a performance Corelli gave and wondered at the iron fist with which Corelli must have run his orchestra. After adopting Corelli's techniques, Muffat went to France, where he studied and wrote music. He gave his work subtitles that corresponded to the occasions that he wrote them for, although those titles were sometimes cryptic. The piece we're about to hear is called Propitia Sidera, or To Appease the Stars. Here's the Handel and Haydn Society with Muffat's 12th Concerto Grosso, Propitia Sidera, on WCRB in concert.
Thank you.
Muffat's beautiful 12th Concerto Grosso with the Handel and Haydn Society at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall here on WCRB in concert. Next in tonight's celebration of the Italian Baroque is a piece that isn't Italian at all. It's by Telemann, who was German, but his music is so good it fits right in with the rest of the gems on this program. Telemann liked to learn how to play every instrument that he wrote for so he could understand its unique voice. And it shows. The viola solo in this concerto has a warm, singing quality that just shines. The violist here is Karina Schmitz with the Handel and Haydn Society. Here is Telemann's Viola Concerto in G. That's Telemann's Viola Concerto in G. Such an expressive and fun thing to hear. That's the Handel and Haydn Society violist there, Karina Schmitz, here on WCRB in Concert. After an intermission that features Haydn, we'll be back with the second half of this concert of Italian Baroque gems with the Handel and Haydn Society. That's coming right up after this.